This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supplies. State Representative Cedric Hayden joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be with you, Kyle.
So a lot going on in Salem right now. Talk about some of the highlights, some of the things you've been working on in the past few days.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in Salem. We're getting through about 20 to 30 bills a day now as kind of the logjam has broken through. Last week we did something called clearing the calendar. That means that we got all the bills off of the schedule that had been there from previous times. And then, of course, new bills are coming on about 20 or 30 a day. We worked through, about 22, I think, yesterday of the bills. But some of the topics of conversation there have been around redistricting. Just to give a little back history on that, the redistricting committees, and this every 10 years after the census is done, every state readjusts their districts based on population. In Oregon, the legislature has the first shot at that, and then if that's challenged, that can go to the court system and then eventually ends up with the Secretary of State on the legislative and Senate lines and in the court on the congressional line. So news came out yesterday that Oregon will gain a 6th congressional district rather than 5. Currently we have 5, so that's something that's new coming forward that we thought 10 years ago that may happen. So we're looking forward to a 6th congressional district, and it's up to anybody's guess where that will be at. The courts did weigh in, and they are going to give the legislature some extended time to do that work and those maps once we get the data. Yesterday we got just the bulk data that is there on each state, what the population is. Oregon's about 4.2 million in population now. And we did negotiate equity on representation on that committee. So that's one of the hot topics that we've been discussing at the legislature is redistricting.
And I imagine as well there's heightened interest in the topic with getting that 6th seat and seeing exactly how that may impact things around Oregon politically.
Yeah, you know, there's some guidelines that go into that, and these are supposed to be light communities, and when those lines get a little squiggly and kind of look like a pie-shaped lines somewhat around a metropolitan area, that's what some people refer to as gerrymandering, meaning that they, you know, spread out the votes from one political persuasion to more geographic area to offset that. So in the state representative and state senate races, those districts don't have to be the exact population, but in the six congressional districts, they really drive that down to they have to be 6 equally populated districts, but they don't mandate exactly how those lines get drawn other than they're supposed to be communities. So we don't know how that's going to end up working out, but we do feel a little better about the equity on that committee than we did a month ago or a few weeks ago.
So with the state budget process underway, how are things going with that?
So there's a lot of money because of the federal assistance. So there's billions of dollars more coming into the state, or budgets kind of going from, generally, our budget's around $90 billion, and around $22 billion of that comes from state funds, and the rest comes from federal. Well, we're going to be looking at an additional $4 or $5 billion coming in from federal funds, and those can be spent in various manners. One of the things that we have until May 10th to do is about $8 million of those is going to be divided up per district, about $8 million if you look at it from a Senate district, and then that's going to be split up. So you have 3 pots of money, $4 million for the senator and $2 million each for the state representatives, that they will have some influence on how that money is spent in the district they represent. This is a little different approach than we've seen in the past, and I'm hoping that it works out well because, you know, rural Oregon tends, in my opinion, not to get the full representation. Now, this is just a small sliver, about $240 million of billions of dollars that they've set aside for that. But that process is going on. Currently, I just printed off those forms this morning, and we're able to individually, as representatives and lawmakers, make recommendations on where we think that would be best served in the districts that we represent.
Looking to later today, the governor expected to announce new county risk levels, and it looks like as many as 14 counties in Oregon are going back to extreme because of the high number of hospitalizations, a big jump yesterday, only nearly 10% one day increasing for COVID-19 patients in Oregon. What's your reaction to some of the implications of that?
Well, we'll have to wait till she comes out with that. And there has been some talk about whether she's going to continue to extend the cushion period. We have had a two-week period of cushion. There's been some talk about whether she's going to extend that or not onto those 14 counties. But, yes, there has been an uptick in Oregon. This I serve as vice chair on the COVID committee. It's kind of been coming from the east towards the west. We had a Dr. Osterholm from back east testify 3 weeks ago, and he told us this was coming. And so it wasn't a complete surprise, at least to some of us that were looking at some of the data that was coming in through our COVID committee. But it is ratcheting back up, potentially back up to extreme. And if she doesn't do that cushion, unfortunately, that could require some of our businesses and stuff to go back to the more restrictive, meaning no inside dining and things like that. As a member of the COVID committee as the vice chair, I was questioning Director Allen the other day, you know, when are these goalposts going to change? When do we get some stability, as with other conditions that we vaccinate from it? At some point, where do we get to learn to live with this and move forward? So we'll have to wait to see exactly what those restrictions are and whether there's any leeway time built into them.
All right, out of time for now, but a quick check-in with State Representative Cedric Hayden. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, 841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.